Blackstone Audio presents Death on a Southern Breeze by Mark DeCastrique. Chapter 1. All Aboard.
Jeb Bennett, I'm 17. I'm not a child.
My twin sister propped her hands on her hips for emphasis and raised her voice.
You don't need to hover over me like a mother hen. Go help Samuel with the baggage.
I sighed. Knowing any protest to Rachel Lee was pointless. Then let's grab a place in the middle where the noise of the wheels won't be so loud. I'll reverse the seat and you can save it for Samuel and me. The conductor warned that the train's going to fill up.
Rachel Lee watched me pull the lever, which slid the back of the seat to the opposite edge of the bench. The rearrangement now allowed four passengers to face each other.
Which side do you want? I asked.
Why, the one that faces the rear door.
Rachel Lee sat down in the middle of the bench, carefully spreading her day dress around her. She'd bought a new one with a smaller circumference after I teased that her favorite had so much crinoline she'd have to take it off to get through the door of the passenger coach. She looked up and saw me smiling at her.
Now run along, little brother.
I gave a mock salute, pivoted on my boot heel, and marched away. I could feel Rachel Lee's eyes watching the back of my Citadel uniform to make sure I disappeared off the rear platform. I knew she wanted to be alone for a few minutes and have the chance to be viewed by boarding passengers as an independent young woman traveling to Charleston. Our father hadn't wanted her to go on this trip. He'd expected her to entertain at home, perform charitable work at church, and wait for the appropriate beau to win her hand and heart. My twin sister.